Just in the last few days, it was announced that the first American woman won the Boston Marathon, and the first since in 40 years, so since 1977. Coincidentally, I ran in the 1977 Boston Marathon, and coincidentally, more importantly, my teammate Mickey Gorman, God rest her soul, won the 1977 Women's Marathon, and she was the last one to win it. And at that time, I believe record time, and I was privileged to run with her and train with her, as I've said. And the additional fact is that at mile 17, the hill in the Boston Marathon, I was pulled off the course. I was pulled off the course because I was running way ahead of my own abilities, and I looked like death, although I was still moving pretty quickly. And they pulled me off the course, and they took my vitals, and they said, I've got to go to the hospital. And it's unclear how many minutes they kept me off the course. It seemed like forever, but it wasn't. And I snuck back on the course, still officially enrolled in the event, and I finished. The pictures of the witnesses that were there indicate that when I collapsed, and there used to be an escalator at the end of the run of the Boston Marathon, I was lying on the escalator with the steps expanding under my body because I couldn't stand up. But I completed the event, and I was the teammate of Mickey Gorman because we went running, the five of us. I was the slowest on the team, but we were trying to go for a team win because not everybody's a world-class runner on these teams, at least then 40 years ago. And so we were representing at that time the Los Angeles Athletic Club. And so it was one of the highlights of my athletic career, as little as I achieved. And more importantly, Mickey Gorman won.